Welcome to Nevada Newsmix. On the program today, a candidate for Nevada's new congressional district. Paulinos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Dan Schwartz, Republican candidate for Congressional District 4.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, John Sandy IV, and Sean McGinnis. Coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmix.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shea.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Dan Schwartz. He is a Republican candidate for the new congressional district, which will be District 4. And it's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Now, in this race, in the primary, you'll face off against Senator Sagasky. And then we also have Danny Tartanian in this race and Stephen Horsfoot. Why did you pick this race as a starting point for your political career in Nevada?
I think, Sam, change is possible. I've been interested in politics for a long time. I now have the time and resources on the one hand. On the other hand, I think that our country is long ago past the crossroads. We're up against the wall, and it's not a question of whether we should change, but we must change.
Well, that's all well and good, but it seems to me that it's interesting. You've got Simpson Bowles out there. You've got the David Walker plan, and both of these look at 20, 25 years down the road in terms of solving our problems. They make a lot of sense. There's kind of equal pain on both sides, and what has the Congress done about this? What has the President done about this? Absolutely nothing. How do you think you'd be able to affect change?
I think that I bring a different resume to Washington. I call it STAR. The priorities and the practices in the business community seem to be different than those in politics. The S is for strategic focus. I think it's important to focus on two or three of the most important issues. T is time. In the business community, 6 months is a long time. In politics, 10 years is the norm. A is ability. I know how to read a balance sheet. I know how to read a P&L. My sense is that most of the people in Congress do not. And then R is results, and these are real results, not kick the can down the road.
And Mr. Schwartz, let's talk about your background a little bit. You founded a company called Asian Venture Capital Journal, which is still in existence. Let's talk about some of your business background and what in that business background will make you an effective representative for Congressional District 4.
Sure. I didn't actually found the Asian Venture Capital Journal, ABCJ, but when we became involved, it was headed for Chapter 7, which is involuntary liquidation straight through 11. We came in, we looked at it, we turned it around, and it's now probably the premier source of ideas, information, and news in Asia in the private equity and growth capital area. I've also started a company in New York called Kiosk, Q-I-O-S-K, which does digital magazine delivery. Again, we were pioneers in the field, and it's now one of the two or three leaders. I think, Stan, it's the willingness to take risks, the willingness to think outside the box, and the ability and determination to get it done.
You know, being a businessman, how has the last 3 years of Obama impacted your business and you looking at and investing and expanding your company?
I think we all had high hopes for President Obama when he was elected, and I think there's been a certain naivete, there's been a certain lack of experience, and the fact of the matter is a total lack of focus. I mean, our number one problem when President Obama took office was the economy. But why is it that 3 or 4 years later it's still the number one problem? He had his own agenda. He got things done. Neither the health care or the financial regulatory bills have been very popular, and the economy finally has woken up to the fact that it's basically nowhere.
Let me ask you this. It's going to take a lot of money to be in this race. How much money are you prepared to commit personally?
A good question. We're announcing our fourth quarter numbers, I think, either today or tomorrow. But this isn't necessarily what I'm willing to contribute, but we're planning on roughly $500,000 for the primary and $1.5 million all in. So it's not an inexpensive proposition.
Right. And how much are you personally prepared to commit?
I'm willing to commit as much as I need to.
All right. Well, that's a fair enough answer. Just to continue on with Paul's questioning.
very accurate answer.
To continue on Paul's line of questioning here, your wife is also very much involved in
sure.
business as well in Beijing and Shanghai. What kind of insight does this bring to you?
That's very good homework and very perceptive. Yan'an is involved very much in working with the ministries there in the environmental protection area. And she's a very astute lady, but more importantly, it's really given me insight into China. Again, I think of all the candidates, I'm the only one who's actually lived in China for any amount of time and certainly over a course of 15 years. So it certainly gives me a perspective on China and its role in the international arena.
It did not seem to help John Huntsman very much to have that kind of experience.
John made a fatal mistake. He's a Republican, and he was appointed by a Democrat. And I think the Republican Party didn't really like that.
Does it make you wince when you hear people like Ron Paul who want to go back to a more isolationist standpoint as far as America's economy goes?
It does. I've read his there's a Wikipedia article on his political views, and it does make me wince.
All right, let's take a break. More with congressional candidate Dan Schwartz when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state and back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, The IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Schwartz. He's the Republican candidate for Nevada's 4th Congressional District in the primary. He'll run against Barbara Sugarsky. And in the general, it's likely to be Stephen Horsfood that he will be running again if he makes it through. Also, Danny Tarkanian in the primary as well.
Mr. Schwartz, Congressional District 4, brand new district. It's very diverse. It has North Las Vegas, urban part of urban Clark County, and it stretches all the way up into rural Nevada to include Urington. How do you think you would be able to represent constituents of such diverse geographic areas?
I think you make a very good point. It will be extremely difficult to represent the district. We've been up in the rural counties. We've been in North Las Vegas. And as you are suggesting, the differences and the priorities are very different.
Let me follow up on that and talk about the likelihood is obviously that Stephen Horsfood will be the opponent. He is being supported by the same team that supported both Senator Reid and President Obama going into this cycle. They're very powerful. They do a lot of deep research. Do you have concerns that your reputation and your life could be in ruins by the time you're done here if you make it through?
I don't. I think Stephen Horsfood. Stephen is a very young, energetic guy. I just think he's wrong. I think he's a proxy for President Obama's policies, and I think they just simply haven't worked. And I think the people of this district, be they in North Las Vegas or in the rural counties, are going to have to consider that.
Mr. Schwartz, when you talk about
that, go ahead.
I'm sorry to step on you there. I just wanted to get back to some of that diversity in the district. What are the differences in priorities that you're hearing from constituents in North Las Vegas compared to rural Nevada?
They're very clear. North Las Vegas is concerned about jobs. They're concerned about home foreclosures. They are concerned about city regulations. The people in the north, in the rural counties, are really more concerned about BLM, the EPA. Jobs are also important there. But it's almost a very different mindset. I mean, they converge on the intrusion of government in their lives, but it's from there they're very different.
On your website, the second category of topics that you list is immigration. Where do you stand on immigration, both legal and illegal?
I think immigration, to me, is really three issues. The first is secure borders. And first and foremost, I believe that we have a right and we should secure our borders. The second is enforce the laws that are on the books. We have not done a good job of that. Again, we need to enforce what's there. The third is the question, which you probably are most interested in, is in terms of the immigrants that are here, the undocumented immigrants. And my thought is that there's no amnesty, there's no fines, but we should start them from ground zero on a path to citizenship. They, 95% of the immigrants who are here contribute to the community. They're a positive influence. They should be allowed to become citizens.
This is very troubling that you have a common sense attitude towards immigration.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It was meant as one. I mean, you know, you only go back a few years to see President Bush and Senator Reid and Senator McCain all striving to accomplish something similar, and the heat just got turned up so brightly that it went away. But I do want to ask you a question about securing the borders, because at this point, the numbers of people crossing the borders are way, way down. Obviously, part of it is the lack of jobs in this country, but the fact that we have spent so much in border enforcement, how much is enough? I mean, do we get to the point where one person crossing the border illegally is too much? How much money do we spend to stop every person coming? And even then, you know, you can't really do that.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, that raises a larger issue of our budget. And I think this may or may not be the answer you're looking for, but we need to drastically reduce the budget in terms of expenses. And I think everything has to be put under the microscope, whether it's the military, whether it's the bureaucracy. And what I think needs to be done is to say, okay, in terms of immigration, what is most effective? And I think what is most effective is that we obviously secure the borders, but at the same time, ask ourselves, what is it that we're trying to accomplish here, and budget accordingly. I can't say how much is too much, but clearly there's a common sense solution.
Mr. Schwartz, you have quite a pedigree, Princeton, Columbia. Why did you decide to come to Nevada?
I was actually here about 12 years ago. I like Nevada. The people are very open. It's very friendly. In spite of because of my education, I like the freedom of what you have here in Nevada. And as I say, I came here 12 years ago. I was in Genoa, in the north, and 9/11 intervened, and I had to take care of business, but I came back.
Last quick question here. Would you be willing to debate Senator Sagasky on the program?
I would welcome it.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Dan Schwartz, thank you so much for being here. Good luck in your campaign. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
It's what we worked all year for.
It's our time to shine.
Right here together.
All eyes on us tonight.
It is on for a touchdown.
On February 5th, the world will watch as the biggest Sunday night of all returns to NBC.
Super Bowl 46.
Only on NBC.
Watch News 4's coverage of Super Bowl 46, Sunday, February 5th.
All year for.
It's our time to shine.
Right here together.
All eyes on us tonight.
It is on for a touchdown.
On February 5th, the world will watch as the biggest Sunday night of all returns to NBC.
Super Bowl 46.
Only on NBC.
Watch News 4's coverage of Super Bowl 46, Sunday, February 5th.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Sean McGinnis with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, and John Sandy IV, attorney with Jones Vargas. It was interesting to hear Dan Schwartz coming out with his views on immigration.
Yes, it was, because it goes back, like you said, to President Bush, Senator Reid, Senator McCain's efforts to try to do some immigration reform that was based on common sense that failed years ago. And maybe now with this economic climate, maybe this is the time that we can get back to a more reasonable, measured approach with immigration.
John, what do you think?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. I think there are reasonable solutions to the problem that we have, and we've been delayed. Part of it's politics, part of it's money. But right now probably is a fairly good time to get back on that topic and maybe come up with some common sense solutions that make sense.
Dick, as a district attorney, how do you see both illegal and illegal immigration in northern Nevada? And also, haven't we lost a lot of people just because of the job situation?
Yeah, we had quite a few people when the whole economy started shaking, even leave here to go back down south because they couldn't make a living here. And we've said all along on this whole immigration laws, they all need to be rewritten. The whole thing needs to be redone. It's very confusing. It's almost as good as the IRS tax code. Nobody understands it. The federal government came down to Sheriff Haley and I and said we were going to have to start enforcing it as locals. And we said, no, thank you. We don't do federal law. We do our local law. We've got enough business as it is. So it's just a mess, and it all needs to be cleaned up.
You know, going to that, isn't it a mess where it takes somebody 20 years who wants to become a citizen to become a citizen? I mean, isn't that part of the problem when it takes so long to go through the legal process that it encourages people to break the law?
Well, that's part of the problem. Another big part of the problem that I actually do have heartburn with is you have people in this country for 20 years, and they've raised their children here and everything else, and then ICE comes down on top of them and deports them. And you're going, that doesn't work very well. They're here illegally. They've been here illegally the whole time, but the system needs to be better where they clear that up a lot quicker than 20 years down the road.
And weren't the folks that came over on the Mayflower illegal as well?
I'm sure they were. So all of us are part of the immigration into this country, but there's a legal way to do it.
Well,
one
of the things that we're missing out on is the brain power around the world. And as Paul said, it's so backed up that we're losing out. We're the creative end. We're not the production end anymore. And so doesn't it behoove us to have more people coming here from China, more people coming here from India who are on the cutting edge?
Well, yes, it does. And, you know, in another life, I was in-house counsel for a gaming company, and we struggled with that as well. We brought in some gaming executives from Europe and from South Africa, and the morass that they had to wade through to get qualified was really crazy. It just took an inordinate amount of time.
In the presidential debates, this idea of voluntary deportation, I have never heard anything more stupid in my life.
It is absurd. And I would, if I could, go back to both of these points right here, because they're really good and they hit home with me, because my wife is actually an international student who came here. And the way our immigration laws are written is they can come over here and get educated, they get their visas, and then we send them right back. We give them all the knowledge they need, and then we don't use them at all. And also for these people that do come over and try and do it legally, try and do it the right way. I mean, the English is typically their second language. I'm an attorney, and I'm trying to figure out how to fill the forms, you know, with immigration to get my own wife so she can get her green card. I mean, it's really difficult for somebody who's trained at looking at the laws to go through the process and get there. And it's scary because you know that the fault, if you fail or you do something incorrectly, the penalty is they get sent away. So,
you know, back to voluntary deportation. You know, you can't voluntarily evacuate people from New Orleans when a Category 5 hurricane is going to hit. There's no way in hell you're going to be able to get people who may want to leave, may not want to leave, out of this country, especially when you're looking at between 9 to 12 million. So, I mean, that is absolutely nuts. We got to deal with the people that we have here.
I got one more to throw in on this, because this is a real burr. Is you've got people come in here illegally, commit felonies, and we keep them here because we put them on probation or we put them in prison, one of the two, so they stay here. When we put them on probation, then they are required to have a job, they're required to check in with their POs, they're required to have a stable residence, all the stuff that no other illegals get, and a lot of the legal folks have a tough time getting. So we've really got this thing backwards when we start dealing with felons.
I want to ask you too, Dick, you've got a current case where you're having some problems with El Salvador. What's going on there?
Well, we had an individual here who we have alleged committed two murders, walked in and shot two young men, He belongs to MS-13, which is a very violent Central America, South America gang. MS-13 folks helped him get all the way down through California, south. He wound up in El Salvador, and he's just one of many, because there are a bunch of them down there. But we're looking for him for two murders, potential death penalty case, and the Supreme Court in El Salvador just ruled that they're not going to release any of those people back to the United States. Now, I'm sitting here wondering, my understanding, we put a lot of foreign aid into El Salvador. What the hell's going on? When we can't get these people back here that have committed these kind of crimes, and we're talking murders, rapists, and people involved in child pornography are three big ones we're after now, and it got so bad down in Clark County that he just threw his hands up when we were trying to get this done. The State Department's working on it, and so is Department of Justice, but El Salvador Supreme Court says, no, we're going to keep them here. Good, I hope they kill a bunch of people down there and wind up causing a lot of problem there, too.
Dick, when you talk about the number of people that we keep here, how many people, you know, as a percentage are in the prison system? Are illegal aliens?
Oh, that I have no idea how many we have down there now. I know at one time I was working with Justice Hardestone, and we were looking at a way of getting, especially the ones that didn't commit real bad crimes, of getting them out of prison and out of the country. Then you run into this issue of telling people they have to leave the country, and you're going, something's not working here very well. As far as I'm concerned, you tell them that you don't come back into this country illegally again, go away. And send them back to their countries, but that doesn't seem to work either. I'm not sure how we're going to fix all this, and as to how many are down there, there's quite a few, but I couldn't give you a percentage.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You know, life should be as flexible as Auto Insurance America. With their Pay My Way features, you'll find so many ways to save on your insurance.
That's right. Pay My Way features include pay by the day, by the month, pay through a certain day that you pick, or pay an amount you pick. You can even pay in person in cash or online. Plus, payments are as low as $31 per month. Sign up today and start paying for insurance your way. 3 minutes is all it takes when you call the number on your screen.
Auto Insurance America.
While Nevada families lost everything in the housing crisis, Newt Gingrich cashed in. Gingrich was paid over $1.6 million by the scandal-ridden agency that helped create the crisis.
And I offered advice, and my advice is a historian.
An historian? Really? Sanctioned for ethics violations, Gingrich resigned from Congress in disgrace and then cashed in as a D.C. insider. If Newt wins, this guy would be very happy.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Millions of women worldwide love Bare Minerals.
This is smooth, it's nice, and it covers. I like that.
Only Bare Minerals looks like beautiful bare skin, while it covers whatever you want it to. And now you can get our latest kit with our totally new, totally spill-proof Click Lock Go Foundation. For over 75% off retail, our new kit comes with Bare Minerals Foundation in the shade that's just right for you. Warmth for a healthy glow. Mineral Veil, the ultimate finishing touch, and Bare Minerals Flawless Application Brush. Call now and get three full-size gifts worth $57.95 free. Purchase separately, you'd spend over $120. Our original Get Started Kit was a great deal at two payments of $29.99. But now you can get all this for just one payment of $29.99. Save over $90 and get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 1-800-449-1963. Ask how you can receive this handy compact. Call 1-800-449-1963 now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we have former Speaker of the House and current presidential candidate Newt Gingrich.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.